Thank you, Mohammed Prestes. Mohammed Ali joining us from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Well, multiple blasts in Syria have left at least 32 people dead and scores of others injured. The bomb explosions took place in Al-Zahra neighborhood of the western city of Homs. The neighborhood is mostly populated by Alawites. This is the second time in less than a month that Homs is coming under attack. On December the 12th, the ISIL Takfiri militants, also known as Daesh, detonated a car bomb near a medical clinic at Homs, killing at least 22 people and injuring many others. The city has been the scene of clashes between government forces and Takfiri militants in recent months. Human rights activist Ryan Dawson joins us now from Nara, Japan. Mr. Dawson, welcome to the program. First of all, let's talk about the facts and actualities that are taking place on the ground. The Daesh continues its campaign and reign of terror in Syria. Give us your thoughts on the issues and how the events are transpiring there.
Well, the ceasefire never included ISIL to begin with. This was just the other mercenary, CIA-backed mercenary terrorists, including Afar al-Sham. People always say they're linked with al-Nusra, which is linked with al-Qaeda, but Afar al-Sham is linked with al-Qaeda too. They did a prisoner swap back in 2013 where they got Mohammed Zamar out of jail, who was the handler of Mohammed Atta, the ringleader who attacked the United States on September 11th in 2001. They're absolutely al-Qaeda, not an affiliate. They are al-Qaeda. These groups in the past, when the FSA had temporary ceasefires, all they did was use them to regroup in a war they were losing. They went across the border in Turkey, rearmed, and came back into Syria and started fighting again. So I wouldn't get too excited about portions of or pockets of these militants leaving Homs and other areas in Syria.
And what about the so-called US-led coalition against Daesh? That campaign has fallen awfully short of quelling the activities and efforts of Daesh in Syria and Iraq.
Well, it's absolutely a farce. I mean, they've been arming them, and their own DIA admits that they've been arming these Salafist groups. They allow their allies to do the same in Turkey and in Saudi Arabia. The Turks are crushing Kurds again, as they've been doing for decades, really. The peak of ethnic cleansing of Kurds in Turkey was in 1997, which was the same year they got the second most aid in the entire world from the United States. Of course, Israel being the first, as always. They're not sincere about a war on terrorism. They're supporting the ethnic cleansing of Kurds. Excuse me. They're supporting ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. And they've been indirectly financing ISIS and allowing this oil to flow back and forth and all these other rebel groups. The Russians and Iranians have the right plan. We should be backing Bashar al-Assad and the legitimate government of Syria to crush and defeat ISIS and then hold monitored elections and let the Syrian people decide their own government. But the U.S. is not interested in that. They're interested in prolonging the conflict on purpose. It is intentional, which includes backing al-Qaeda groups, as they've been doing since the 80s.
And you mentioned Russia. Talk to us about Russian efforts in combating Daesh. Ever since they started battling Daesh at the request of the legitimate government in Syria, the United States has been one of the most vocal opponents of Russia getting into the mix and fighting the ISIL Takfiris.
Well, at one point, almost half of ISIS were Chechen terrorists, which are also CIA-backed terrorists against the Russians. So it's in Russian interest to get more interested in Syria to take out terrorists who are attacking Russia as well. And as you said, they had the legitimate, legal way of doing that from the legitimate government of Syria, the only one that exists, inviting them to do so. The U.S. air campaign and the French air campaign have not been the same. They have not really been targeting ISIS. They've been targeting Syrian infrastructure. The Israelis are a bit more honest about it. They exclusively attacked the Syrian army. They killed a anti-ISIS commander in Hezbollah. They don't even try and lie about it, but the U.S. seems to want to have deception as an extra layer in their shenanigans and imperial escapades. But they wouldn't even share their intelligence with the Russians. When the Russians asked, where are these ISIS, you know, strongholds? What intelligence do they have? They said, we refuse to give it to you unless you oppose Assad. Well, I mean, that's just fighting a war on two fronts.
Human rights activist Ryan Dawson joining us from Nara, Japan. Thank you, Mr. Dawson.
Thank you.